This is RadioFire.com. I go by the name of Diamond K. I am joined by Lisa Monet. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hi, everybody. It's Lisa Monet. Yes.
All right. So you finally woke up.
I did wake up.
You had an evening in Baltimore.
Yes, I did.
Last night being the Cardi B show.
Yes.
Cardi B. Who is Cardi B to people who don't know who Cardi B is?
I want to say Cardi B is a TV personality. She came to light to us on Love & Hip Hop New York, I want to say. Yes,
yep.
New York. So she's just had one season. And, I mean, she's taking it by storm. She has her own unique vocabulary, I want to say.
Yeah.
She's just herself. She's unapologetically herself. She's definitely different. You're either going to like her or not. That's basically how it is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So she says that she's from Mars, New York City.
Where's that?
It's where she's from. Okay. What do you want?
Mars,
New York City.
Okay.
All right. And so she says that Cardi B describes herself as an entertainer.
Okay.
VH1. Love and Hip Hop New York.
Okay.
MTV2.
Okay.
She is part of the KSR group. I am CardiB.com. I am Cardi B on all of her social media.
Awesome.
So she's here in Baltimore last night.
Yes, she was.
And you were out covering the event.
I did.
And I would like to know, did you enjoy the event?
I did enjoy the event. I was taking it all in. It was good to see the positive energy of Baltimore, you know, being receptive to her. I mean, we were anxiously waiting her arrival to the concert. So, yeah, I think it was a good experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you got to see there were obviously performances.
Yes, there were.
DJs in the house.
Yes.
Let's see. So this event, of course, brought to you by Icon Entertainment. TMT, his own Tank.
Tank was there. Yes, he came. He came through with his entourage. I mean, these guys were around him like, you know, CIA, FBI. You are not. Don't touch him. No pictures kind of situation.
You didn't take pictures?
I didn't see him take any pictures. But when people did stop him, he was very kind. So it wasn't like, you know, he was standoffish, not, you know, I don't know if divas are gentleman terms, but he wasn't that type of person. He was personable.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
But then what do you call a male diva then? What is that?
That's Hollywood.
Okay, so he wasn't being Hollywood.
He was not being Hollywood.
He was approachable.
So did he party? Did he kind of mingle with the people?
He mingled a little bit. He came out for the show and then he went, you know, went to VIP, and so, yeah.
All right, so he was living in VIP. So who else did you see? As far as just guests, so let's just talk about...
So Little Black, always a pleasure to see this gentleman. He's such a positive individual. Showed love. I gave him a hug. I was like, happy birthday, enjoy yourself. And he also, you know, got his Black Crystal Wines, because you know that I'm a part of their promotions as well.
Shout out to Black Crystal Wines.
Right, and so... you know, he just showed love, took pictures with everybody, even before he got to the stage. So that's the type of person that Lil Black is. He's like a man of the streets kind of situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've known,
love him.
Yeah, I've known Lil Black for many years and always, you know, like you said, always approachable.
Yes.
Always nice.
Yes.
So he was there celebrating his birthday.
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Definitely. Kelson.
Kelson was there.
Urban Informer. I've known him many years as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Kelson at all?
I did see Kelson. I did not see his arrival, but I saw him on the stage. Because, again, I'm, you know, moving and shaking and doing other things. But he was there. He was on the stage enjoying himself with the DJs, as it was a lot of people on the stage. So,
I mean, that's how it is. you know, how rap shows can be.
Right.
So, Kelson, like I said, I've known him many years. And definitely a committed radio personality.
Okay.
And, you know, I was thinking that you guys would have really clicked because of, you know, just like common hair care
style,
you know, stuff with you know, dreads and the such. So,
it's funny you should say that because, honestly, this was my first actual meeting with him. I didn't actually meet with him, shake hands or anything like that. And in my mind, you know how you put somebody as how they would look? I didn't portray him that way.
Okay.
I didn't. Okay. Well, I was pleasantly surprised, but I didn't see him as that way.
Okay.
That was just me. But thank you. As you should always speak about my natural.
You got dreads. Okay. So this is at the Patapsco Arena here in Baltimore, 3301 Annapolis Road. Have you ever been to this building before?
I have not.
You've been to the flea market before, right?
I have been to the flea market.
But never the Patapsco Arena.
The arena.
No. So music was by DJ Flo and DJ Lil Jetta.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is that Cardi B was the headliner.
She was the headliner, yes.
But we had a concert.
We did.
And we had a lot of different acts there to support
yes.
her.
Yes, yes.
And let's talk a little bit. Of course, we're not going to highlight all of the acts,
right.
But a few standout ones that you wanted to highlight. Let's go.
Okay. Well, then, of course, my standout had to have been for the ladies, Luscious Kisses. When I say Luscious came in, yes, she came through. She totally left it all on the stage. I'm impressed. I'm not just saying that because you know I know her personally. But she really brung it. I was so proud of her. It was almost as if, like, I was proud as if she was, like, a child of mine, a kid. I'm like, go, let's just go. And she, you know, Green Sugar Daddies, honey. And pay my rent. I hear you.
So that was where she was at with it.
Yes,
definitely. So she had dancers and all that kind of stuff?
She had a hype lady. She came through, and she definitely, you know, did her thing as well. Dancers were on point. They, you know, popped it as they should.
Did the dancers look like they were strippers that were off work? Like not at a strip club?
They had the same talent as a stripper that was off work.
Bravo.
Like, honestly, when you want to go to a certain level and beyond, you have to step your game up. And everything was on point. The dancers were on point. Hype person was on point. Her appearance. The rap, she gave you stage, she gave you presence. Everything was on point.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I was here for it. So, I want to say 100 Grand Man was there. He did a great performance, had the crowd moving.
Yes, my man. So, 100 Grand Man recently releasing new music and getting back in the swing of things. Just coming home. So, that's good.
That's real good.
Awesome. He was also celebrating his birthday as well.
Yes. Well, happy birthday to you as well. D-Boy the Dome was there. Great performance. He got the crowd moving. I mean, he had a whole squad.
I know he did. That's how he rolls.
And the squad was there, too, on the stage. You know, I can't even pinpoint one hype man. That's how many people were up there. But
everybody had mics?
No.
Okay.
No, everybody did not have mics, but you know they were there. I want to say that there were people were there was a gentleman there throwing out shirts, and I was like, dang, I'm on a shirt. And I think they would have been throwing out shirts for Green Sugar Daddies. Luscious, if you got some shirts, I want a shirt.
Hair Radio on Fire, we accept all shirts.
Yes, all shirts.
What size shirt do you wear?
And gentlemen's, I wear medium. And ladies, I am in a large.
All right. And so, I am a large shirt size. So.
Yes.
All right. So let's... okay, so we got D-Boy. Definitely
yes,
shout out to him.
Definitely D-Boy.
He's got a single out that I really like, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And so
if I fast forward to Cardi B came. You know, the crowd was revved up for her. Cardi. So then her DJ came, and everybody was like, yeah, you know, getting pumped. And so once the DJ got there, he had a couple rappers from their squad, you know, to perform. And then... the lady of the evening came. Cardi B came. She came with her dancers, and she did not disappoint. She was Cardi B. She was Cardi B, straight, unapologetic. She gave a great performance. She looked cute. I like her little leotard that she had on. She even showed love to three ladies in the audience.
Three ladies in the audience?
You could say that.
Okay.
Not in the manner of servicing, but she had three ladies come up, you know, so they could twerk. She said, if anybody knows how to twerk, come up here. She didn't want you acting cute. If you felt like you were cute or whatever, you don't come up here and shake it. So she did that. There were three of them. Talented. Shout out to you ladies for getting it. There was one young lady getting it. Getting it. And so, yeah, by servicing, Cardi, you know, danced up against them. So that was a point of service.
Against the ladies?
Against the ladies.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Well, when I say against, not a battle, but more so like I'm joining in.
Okay.
I'm helping you out.
Yeah, so like, with them.
With them. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to look back at
any,
it.
Did any guys put any, like, money, like, on the stage? Did any money get thrown?
Funny you should say that, because Luscious, there were monies on the stage for Luscious, but there were two people that decided that they want to
pick the money up
off the
stage.
That
were with her?
No. In the audience. I mean, unfortunately, that was caught.
So she lost it.
Well, no, the money's there. It was money there, but people was, you know, snatchies.
Okay. Sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers. Yeah. So, yeah, money was there. Green Sugar Daddies.
So this was promoted as Cardi B's first performance.
Yes.
Which happened here in Baltimore. So it's wonderful that we could have that happen.
Absolutely.
So she debuted a new song as well?
She did debut a new song. And, of course, you know, she did that just for the city of Baltimore. So we are very, very lucky and privileged to have that information. So she told us not to talk about it, so I won't. I ain't going to say nothing.
But she has a new song out. She's got a mixtape out now.
Yes.
Which is popping. Again, last night brought to you by Icon Entertainment.
Yes.
And
shout out to Tracy.
Tracy and her whole staff.
And her whole squad.
Yeah. So Tracy's been putting it down for a minute now. And of course, I am Cardi B. .com is where you can go. I really thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Covering that. And we have, you know, the summer has not even hit yet. So we have a lot of events that we're going to be at and out and about. Not just in Baltimore, but, you know, we're going to be racking up some miles in the cars and in the planes. And absolutely.
Okay.
RadioOnFire.com. YourRadioOnFire@gmail.com. People can get in touch with us that way. But, of course, on social media.
Of course.
Bring us to your next event.
Yes.
Absolutely. We would love to talk about it. So, Cardi B, I think this was a success.
I would say so. Shout out to you. Your first performance went well. So, good luck to you and all your future endeavors, Cardi. You rock.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Diamond K Show, and Snapchat. So I just joined Snapchat.
Oh, look at you.
social media? What is your social media?
My social media is Lisa MN Johnson on IG. And on Facebook, I'm just simply Lisa Johnson. So, yeah.
All right, that's simple.
Yeah.
All right, so definitely. So we'll see you Wednesday.
You will see me Wednesday.
Fashion Week Forward.
Fashion Week Forward, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Every Wednesday, right here on ReadyOnFire.com.